Hallelujah.
Amen. I've read the Bible through many times, and came the gushing of the Spirit of the masculine part of Christ. Filled my soul with joy, a pure delight, and at that time I praised you, Lord, for the word of life. But then came a message as a thief in the night, and brought the spirit of the feminine part of Christ, married us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and gave another source of joy, now shown, of glorified flesh and bones. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. Oh, it's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. It's the voice of Christ the wife, sounding out her message in this moment of time, loud and clear, showing that redemption is here, making known this new source of the joy of glorified flesh and bones. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. I've read the Bible through many times, and came the gushing of the spirit of the masculine part of Christ. Filled my soul with joy of pure delight, and at that time I praised you, Lord, for the word of life. But then there came a message as a thief in the night, and brought the spirit of the feminine part of Christ, married us to the Lord Jesus Christ, and gave another source of joy now shown, of glorified flesh and bones. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. Oh, it's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. It's the voice of Christ the wife, sounding out her message in this moment of time, loud and clear, showing that redemption is here, making known this new source of the joy of glorified flesh and bones. It's the joy of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing, for this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and King. Oh, it's the joy of of glorified flesh and bones. No greater joy has ever been known. Makes me wanna shout and dance and sing. For this new source of joy was given by our Lord, husband and king. It's a new source of joy given by our Lord, husband and king. Amen. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen. Well, that's a brand new one this morning, isn't it? Praise God. That's, I like that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Just appreciate the Lord and all his good ways. Amen. I'm glad he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He's an unchangeable God. Amen. He's just working out his plan. His plans change from time to time, in the sense that it goes into another part of it. It's not that the original plans ever change. Amen. But it just goes in from one part of the plan to the other. Praise the Lord. So it's just good to be here again. Amen. And worship the Lord and sing praises to him and talk about the Word of God. And when I talk about the Word of God, not necessarily altogether talking about the Bible, but the Word of God is presently being spoken also, see. Amen. That's the good part about it. And it's just fulfilling the things that that God has ordained. Take over in Israel, there are things that take place there. Amen. It's going to take place just exactly like it's supposed to. And we will begin to see more and more of that pick up in a greater way as we go into the near future. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I just appreciate him. Glory to God. Amen. So today, we want to take a thought or a title. We want to entitle this, The Whosoever Will People and the Ordained People. Now, I'll explain those as we go along. But I've been asked that several times. And we hear oftentimes people talk about, well, it's whosoever will. You know, and that's true as long as you're talking about the whosoever will group. But there's a part of God's people that's ordained to be part of God's own Son. Amen, the wife of the Lamb. And that's ordained to be, and that can't change. And it's in one of them just as important as the other in the sense of fitting into God's plan, see. Amen. But to us, the wife of the Lamb, see, that's who we are. So that's what we zero in on. And that's important to us, very important. But then there's whosoever will. Amen. And if it weren't for that whosoever will people, it would be a lot of people that that wouldn't be saved. Amen. And I'm saying that from the standpoint of looking at the wife of the Lamb and looking at the certain people that God ordained for certain things. Amen. Even the nation. He even drew the boundaries and told where each nation is going, so on. And of course, nations has changed their name over time and not necessarily the same name. And when we look at how God started this out, where he told people go and so on, there was a time when it only dealt with the Middle East and the eastern part of the world, and it began to move westward. westward all the way through. And so now it's got the whole scope. The whole earth is populated with very few exceptions. But there's a people that whosoever will, let them come. Whosoever will, let them believe. And there is a people that's just ordained to believe, and somehow or another, they just ordained to come into it, and God will move things in certain ways to cause them to come into the exact thing that he has ordained them to be. Because the wife of the Lamb will always be the wife of the Lamb. And it was always in God's plan, the Lamb and his wife, see. Amen. And we'll find that through prophecies all the way through. We find Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come. And then, on the other hand, no man can come except the Father draws him and so forth, unless the Father has given them to me, you know. So we got the two things there, and it seems like I've been asked more questions on that recently than I have maybe in times gone by. And this morning I didn't particularly have a subject that were pressing on me, and this just came to my mind, so I just took it as this is the time to speak on this. Amen. And bring it forth that there is a whosoever will people, and they will be they'll be saved according to that rule. Amen. I remember in thinking on those things, I had a dream one night, glory to God, and there was a river, big river, like the river of, it was the original river of life. This was my thoughts on it. The original river of life was flowing, and all kind of animals around and so on, and everything was getting life from that river. But then as I came down, there was a breakaway part of that river. And that breakaway part, it was just as clear as it could be. And it was altogether different in the clarity of what it was about. You could see right through the water, the stones in the bottom of the creek or the water. And it's beautiful. But the other, it was a lot of other things that has accumulated since time began, you know. And I'd never thought about the scripture where the river separated into so many four parts, I believe. I'd never thought about that too much there in the book of Genesis. Amen. But the water of life, there's an ordained people that's absolutely ordained, and they'll be that. And just as the Son of God ordained. Amen. And the virgin shall conceive. And the virgin had to conceive. And that angel Gabriel had to come. And there were certain things that would just happen, take place, ordained of God, see. And then there are others that just seem to hear certain things, and like revival meeting. And I used to do those in tent meetings and so on. And that was, of course, a greater part of the message, whosoever will, let them come. And they did. They came. Quite a few came over the 65 years or so. Quite a few came. And many was blessed in a great way. Some repented and say they got saved. And they, as they went along, they maybe tried to live right for a while, but pretty soon they're back in their normal routine of life, see, flowing along with the river. But that was this river that broke away as clear as crystal. Amen. And that was the one that represented those that are ordained. Amen. That river runs a certain way right from under the throne of God and the Lamb. And it just fulfills the purpose of bringing forth a people, and we look at it too as being a river, that clear river, and from the throne of God and the Lamb. So you come straight from, and then it runs right, the tree of life, runs right around the tree of life, which is the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. Clear as crystal. There's nothing in it that would defile, see. Amen. So those are the things that we're looking at. But there's the main river of life. Just keep right on running. And it produced life for many people. And some, it produced eternal life. Those that really got in there and wanted it, you know. Amen. And then loved the Lord. And there was something in them from the beginning, see. But then there's the ordained part that's just going to be that way as sure as that angel came to Mary, Gabriel, a messenger. He said, I'm one standing before God, a messenger sent from God. And he would give certain words, and that's exactly the way it would be. And our will began to fade out into the will of God, see. Amen. So whosoever will, and I want you to notice that will. Whosoever has a will, amen, let him come. If it's your will, do it. But the thing about our will and the difference in our will and God's will, our will can change. And God's will don't, see. And that's the way it goes in that river. And so many from that river of life will be have that eternal life, but many has started and didn't make it. And that's where Jesus talked about, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be which find, you know, like that, where that many of them, when people hear the gospel preached and the power of God's there and the anointing of God's there, they many of them can't help but get up and go to the altar. And many in meetings over the many, many years has come to the altar and repented many times. And I had a brother-in-law, he's already gone on, but he called me Brother Junior. Called my name being Howard Junior, but most of everybody, after my father died, dropped the Junior, just called me Ben. So, and he would tell me things like that. He says, Junior, I guess I've been saved at least 13 times. He used the word 13 times. You know, been born again at least 13 times. I guess he's kind of keeping up with them. Many times he came in and got in a good meeting, and his heart was touched. And he came to an altar, which in the Bible days they didn't give altar calls like we did in the revivals of the past. See, try some of this water here. And they came and they were blessed. And I had one man come here to church. And this was a few years back when we were more in the type of that type revival. Well, he came to the front here and kneeled down around the rail here, began to pray. And after a while, he jumped up and he ran out. He ran around and around and around the church building, just hollering and screaming and praising the Lord. And you say, that man got it. That man really got something. Well, he did. He got blessed. And what else he got, I don't know. But he did it several times. He got born again, that so-called saved. And so this may be strange talk to some of you, but to some of you older people, and I'm not old. I'm not old yet, just 85. So back many, many years ago, it was it was pretty constant. People coming, getting saved, getting born again, and so on like that. And we just went ahead and preached the Word of God, and whatever happened, happened, you know. And so we've come down that road, and we're very acquainted with the road, and the road is well, it's a well-beaten path. Amen. But then there's something else happened that's been different from what it's been all the way through. Now, that took place in Revelation chapter 10 when Christ came back, Christ Jesus came back, amen, and united with the Spirit of God that was already here, and that would be the masculine part. When God created Adam, see, we brought that in several times. It's very important when we're understanding these things. The Adam and Eve, all the everything was in the one package that was in Adam, see. And God created the animals and all, brought them to Adam. He named them. And those things were important. But as he named all the animals, everything had a mate. He knows one thing: when God made everything, he made a mate, a male and female, male and female. Amen. So Adam began to look around, see, now how come it's so different with me? I'm the only one here. I don't have a mate. Everything else is male and female. Where's my female part? Amen. See, so God put him to sleep and took a rib from him. So he wanted, she was to be bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. See, just not part of Adam's spirit, or not part of that feminine spirit, had to be bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And God looked at that as uniting them fleshes together, make them one.
Praise God.
Amen.
I love you, my Lord.
And that's why we are bone of his bone, talking about Lord Jesus Christ, and flesh of his flesh, and not just spirit of his spirit, but we're bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. And it has been over time that by one spirit we're baptized into one body, and et cetera. And that was a stage coming through that way. Amen. But now we begin to see something else added to, and that's flesh and bone. Amen. And that's what this river, see, the river of life, the breakaway, that's been a breakaway river, and everything's in it clear as crystal, and everything's in it is ordained to be what they are, the wife of the Lamb, and they can't be anything but that, see. Amen. So all that's playing out in time as we see the great river of life go by. Amen. But those that are ordained of God, they see another river. Amen. And that river is clear as crystal. Amen. And the tree of life and all those things. Praise God. We see all that's taking place. And we have an understanding. Thank God for giving us the understanding. And so what should we do about those that come and get saved and go on their way, or last a few months, or sometimes last a few years, but then all of a sudden turn around and go back basically the way they've always been, and go on like that? And so they are touched of God, yes. Amen. But their will comes in there, see. Amen. And what they do and so on, they will certain things. But this, God just works for the wife of the Lamb, and it's certain things that just happen, and you're not seeking it. Amen. I remember years ago, my wife said she used to smoke, and so she began to feel that it wasn't right to smoke. You know, smoke cigarettes. And she prayed about it, but she got that craving come over her so hard, bad, she thought she had to have a cigarette. And she was on her way to the store, got right close to the store, and she said that car just like it turned around on its own. And a voice said, no more. And she came back home and didn't have any more problem after that, see. Amen. See, there's something that God just do. He's got you ordained for a certain purpose, and he works that purpose, and your will and that part don't play a big role. Amen. But it's the Spirit of God moving in your life. Hallelujah. And when the Spirit of God moving in your life like that, then we see that it makes a permanent change. Amen. You're not even in that tree of life. See, a lot of here, the problem is with those that are in that main river. Amen. They has a lot of associates and friends and so on and so on. And they like to have their social social outlet and so on, we would say. And for them, that's all right, see. Amen. But they can be changeable. Amen. But if you're in this river, amen, this breakaway river, you that's the becoming married to the very Son of God. Amen. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Then that's fixed forever. Glory to God. That means you were with him, and you were with him as part of the Word. Amen. Before the foundation of the world. Just like the Son. Whatever the Son was in God, then you're part of that, see. Amen. You're not just in that stream of life. Amen. You're in the very Son of God. Hallelujah. You've become part of him. And those are the things that we're looking at today. There's a people that is the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that people is we that believe this and in this river, clear as crystal. Glory to God. So we're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Not that the other people don't have God, and not that there ain't a place in God, and there's a place in that river, and a lot of people in that river just as happy as they can be, because they can associate with this, associate with that. Amen. And on like that, and live a pretty contented life. But if you're this, you're not contented in that river. You know there's another river. You know there's another step to this. Amen. You know there's a river just as clear as crystal, and it's not polluted in any way, any manner. Glory to God. And that's the wife of the Lamb. That's why God even made it so great. And I believe the first preacher I've ever heard preacher on the garments, the clothes, like in white robes and clothed in fine linen, see. There's people happy as they can be in the white robes. And they sing about and shout about, and they make it all the way into eternity wearing them white robes. Amen. Amen. And happy and satisfied and like that. But there's another people that knows there's a high, something even higher than that. And that is the fine linen, clean and white. That means you're very part of him, married to him. Amen. You are in an unchangeable place, condition. Amen. That river don't just change. It's already broke loose from the main river, and it's on its way. Glory to God, taking the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Solidify. That's when you and him become not just of the same spirit, but of the same flesh and bone. Amen. You're bone of his bone. And that's the wife of the Lamb is the only one this will apply to. See, the bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. Now, it don't mean the wife of the Lamb's the only one have salvation or that spiritual that's fulfilling the things of God. There's politicians today that's fulfilling the things of God. Amen. Doing certain things, and it caused a condition in the world of being certain ways, and they're fulfilling the will of God, and the hand of God's on. God just makes things work for them. Amen. A lot of people has talked to me about how God blesses a lot of people, like financially in different ways, and maybe some that don't even particularly try to live right, see. Amen. But somehow they're blessed anyway. Well, God's got a purpose. If God, if it's God that allows someone to accumulate a large amount of money or whatever it is, property or whatever it is, somewhere or another, that'll be used for the glory of God, see. In some way or another. Maybe not for the wife of the Lamb, but it'll be used some other way, and we can see things like that moving in the political realm now, see. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just as happy as we can be seeing all this out here, how it's moving, and it don't move to always move that would be something that the wife of the Lamb would be happy with their daily associating with those things. Amen. But it's God moving this thing just like it is. The Bible says God set up kings and pulled them down and so on. Even David said, God knows my, uprising and downsetting. Amen. Amen. So see all these things. But there are some that it's just going to work for. Amen. They may be poor, but they're happy poor. And when I say poor, I'm talking here, maybe not destitute of food and so on like that. God will take care of that. But I'm talking about someone that may not be extremely wealthy or maybe not be just moderately wealthy. Amen. And somehow or another, they go right on. And those that God's ordained to that purpose, they'll work that around and they'll become so free with their money that they've accumulated to change things in the political realm, say. Amen. So we're seeing some of that the move in the political realm today. Praise the Lord. So when we say whosoever will, I'm glad of whosoever will. I praise God for whosoever will. I know that that's the whosoever will, that's the will of God. But then there are the people that is ordained, they're going to be that irregardless. Now, Paul said it wasn't my will to do this. My will was to do this or that, the other, but it was the will of the Father. Amen, do that. Even Brother Brown said it weren't my will to be a preacher. He said it was my will to become a trapper. I love the mountains and love the woods and so on. That's that spirit of Elijah, you know, in the wilderness, man, kind of. Glory to God. Amen. Try some more of this water here. Out in the wind a little bit yesterday, so it seemed to have a drying effect on my throat here. And so I'll keep on, if you'll pardon me, that I'll keep on pouring a little water on. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, I love the Lord with all my heart. Amen. And one day, someone says to me concerning drinking some water, said, you sure that's just water you drink? Says you get feeling pretty good up there, look like. Amen. So that's what it is, just plain clear water. Come way down in the earth. Praise God, as clear as crystal. And we just praise God. We love Him. And it's just it's getting better as the days go by, as we understand more, as we see more of what God's doing. And then we had our understanding help us a lot. It has helped me a lot to have certain understanding of Christianity, so-called, as a whole, in that main river. Amen. I know that somewhere or another, that's going to work out for the glory of God. Not everybody that says they're a Christian going to do what's right, and they're not going to be righteous in the sense of the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. And my brother-in-law that was born again at least 13 times, and we just resting. We just hope that everything worked out for him real good. That was one of the times that that he had repented and so on like that. But that's not the wife of the Lamb, see. That's not those that are ordained. They cannot be happy, satisfied, being in the day, out tomorrow, up today, down tomorrow, and so on like that. Amen. About the only thing that make them happy is getting that Word of God. Amen. And not just necessarily the Bible. There's Word now that's specifically for the wife, see. Amen. When you read the Bible, you're reading about all these that I'm talking about. All these in the River of Life. Amen. And then you'll get to that place where all of a sudden something happened. It's different. And I had a preacher this not too many years back. Amen. That many know. And he said, Brother Ben, something's wrong. It just ain't like it used to be. Said people used to come to the altar and they used to do this and they used to shout and they used to praise the Lord and seem to be dedicated, yet they don't seem to do that very much anymore. And says they seem to be drifting or something. The word just don't seem to hit them, or the Spirit's not drawing them like that. Well, I knew what it was, and I explained just a bit of it, but I saw it weren't being received what my thoughts was, and then it came to me maybe it weren't for them to know the deeper thing. I'm talking here about the wife of the Lamb and so on like that, and being totally dedicated to the Word. Amen. And this is your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's really the only thing that really, I'll say it this way. It overrides everything else in life. Amen. Amen. Your life become his life. His life become your life. Amen. You become his flesh and bone. Amen. And you have that spirit, that masculine and feminine spirit blend together. Glory to God. And oh, what a time, see. Amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. That's why it is glorified flesh and bone. And I want to add this in here, since I'm dealing specifically with whosoever will and ordain. A lot of people there, they want to know about some of these things, about the wife. Well, how come y'all part of his flesh and bone and everybody else ain't? Well, God, we were with him in the beginning. See, we were with him then. And when he was crucified and went down and preached the spirits in prison, come back, amen, he stayed in the grave, in the tomb there. The body did in the tomb, something on the order of 3 days and nights. And he preached to the spirits then, but he came back and he took that body up. And that body weren't any more a body that is made out of flesh and bone. That body was glorified flesh and bone. Amen. See, and then that's when the marriage take place. And see, God waited. Amen. He waited till Jesus Christ became glorified flesh and bone before we were married to him, so that when we married to him, amen, so that when we were married to him, amen, then we become glorified flesh and bones too. Amen. Amen. It's working. It's working out of us. Amen. Amen. The great things that God's ordained. So that's where we're at today. Amen. And so those are things that's very important. And I wonder why God started me off preaching. And maybe it weren't all together God. It might have been my will involved a lot. I don't know. But when I was just a little boy, not old enough to know much what's going on. Amen. But I'll never forget one thing my daddy told me. When I told him one day, I said, Daddy, I feel like I'm called to preach. And so he said, well, I'll tell you what to do, son. He says, go get you some preaching lights Get you a suit and tie and some preaching license and go at it, he said. Amen. But it's more to it than that. You just don't go at it. That's the will. That's the other river, see, that will. Amen. But he didn't know, and I didn't either, that was to be a breakaway river, a group breakaway to become the very flesh and bone of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. First in that feminine part, that the feminine spirit, amen, would become, cause us, these bodies, to become glorified.
Amen.
Amen. See, in that way, when Jesus Christ sits on that throne and is set there, he'll have a wife and she will be real. Amen. She'll be glorified, but she'll be of his flesh and of his bone. Glory to God. That's what she is now. But the everything hadn't worked right into the place where he come and sat on the throne there in Jerusalem, we'll say. Amen. Glory to God. But then when you get down at the throne, you can look down off the mountain. See, on top of Mount Zion is a city, see. Amen. So it's up because the devil, at the end of the millennium, when he's loose for a season, he'll go out and try the people that's been born and raised during that 1,000 years reign. See, and he'll get them together to go up to the camp of the saints. Go up on the mountain. But when he to get his hordes together to go to try to overthrow Jesus Christ and his wife and the people of God, there'll be fire come down from heaven in the vial. About the only thing you'll see is the greasy spot where they were at. Amen. Glory to God. So I tell you, this thing is so real.
Amen.
Amen. And it's working out 100% perfectly, just like the word said. And there's a river for us. Amen. It's as clear as crystal. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Flowing right from underneath the throne.
Amen.
Amen. Running right on through the tree of life. And that's what's taking place now in the spirit, but soon to come in reality.
Amen.
Amen. Because the natural nation of the world will come up from time to time. Amen. And sit under the shade of the tree of life, and the leaves of that tree is for the healing of the nation. Glory to God. So should we be happy? Amen. Can you help from being happy? That's the thing.
Yeah.
If you can help from being happy, then I don't know. That's up to you and God to work that out, see. Amen. But if you're happy, we used to sing a little song in the Sunday school. Church. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hand. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. And like that. Amen. So I clap my hand a lot and I stomp my feet a lot. Glory to God. And I praise the Lord a lot.
Amen.
Amen. But here I am seeing that breakaway river and knowing I'm part of that breakaway river. That's that river. Amen. It has nothing in it but the wife of the Lamb.
Amen.
Fine linen, clean and white.
Amen.
No white robes in that river. Amen. That river, the other one for the believers has white robes. Amen. But this year, and they're in the fifth chapter the fifth church age, is that they wash their garments. See? And so whatever the garments might have been for looking at that time period. Amen. We past that period of just a garment, white garment and so on like that. We're at the fine linen, clean white, and that's only given to the wife. Amen. So it feels good. Amen. And it'll never get soiled.
Praise
the Lord.
Yeah.
It's perfect. And we're part of bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. And we are part of the Godhead part of God. Now, God's so great, and everywhere present. I believe it was reading yesterday evening where David said about if I make my bed in hell, he's there. If I ascend into the other, take the wings of the morning and ascend to the othermost parts of the world, he's there. You can't be nowhere that he's not. But then when it comes to the Godhead part of God, amen, there's a throne, there's a river of life, and there's all this taking place. So we get a stationary place there while God's everywhere present at the same time. Glory to God. Amen. So these things are so real, and I appreciate them. And the more I talk about them, the more I see it and the more I feel it. Amen. And the more I want to rejoice in it. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So this is something you don't get tired of. Glory to God. If you are somewhere, you may be dabbling around somewhere where you're not quite where you need to be. Amen. Start praising the Lord. Amen. And such as that. Thanking God. Amen. Never take a drink of water, Andrew Jackson said, lest I thank God for it first. Someone asked him, how do you stand when everything seemed to be going against you? How do you just stand firm and keep on going? He said, I never take a drink of water unless I thank God for it first. Amen. Glory to God. And we don't hear much talk like we used to talk when people talk about the Bible. They talk about the good book. The good book says this and the good book says that. Everybody knew that was the Bible. Well, it began to fade out. You don't hear that anymore. And I noticed they began to talk about in Texas there. They bring the Bible and begin to teach it in the schools again. Amen. Well, my hope is that they'll teach some of the things in the right way and have the right meaning to it, say. Amen. So we'll see how that goes. But the point is, at least they've given some respect to the Bible, the Word of God, see. Recognize there is a God, and he does have a Bible, he does have a Word, but then there's the breakaway river where there's new writings. Amen. Glory to God. And it's just coming forth, and we're just praising God for it. Amen. So, amen. This is a thing that's so real and it's so wonderful. Amen. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Amen. And the old saying, the song says, I got to make it to heaven somehow. Amen. Well, Jesus said, the Son of Man which is in heaven while he was there talking. So he was in heaven while he was talking there. Hallelujah. So heaven is a spiritual environment. Amen. In that spiritual environment, in that river where there's nothing there but clear crystal water flowing. Amen. And when the nations come up and see it, amen, they just get refreshed to see what God has done. Amen. Knowing that God has given them eternal life and they can't die, they are going to make the earth like the Garden of Eden all over. Amen. And here we are, praising God, glorifying God, and thanking God because this is real and he's made us part of it. We like to talk about what God did through Paul, what God did through Peter, what God did through those prophets. We like to talk about those things. And it thrills us, but it thrills us more to see what God's doing right now, today, and talk about this. It thrills us how he meets it. How he makes everything come to pass and come together. Amen. And we could sit down and give you story after story. And some of the things is actually unbelievable. Glory to God when just looking at it through the natural thing. But I've had a brother, he's gone on to be with the Lord now. Used to come to church here many years ago. And he knew about me and he knew the family. I was born and raised in the mountains and had no education. Didn't even have a first grade education. Amen, because we never went to school except when we didn't have anything to do, like farming, getting wood in, and so on like that, pick cotton. Then we'd pick the seeds out of the cotton. Later they came out with a cotton gin, took the seeds out. Amen. But Mom and Dad would fill our shoes full of cotton. Amen. And then we'd have to pick all them seeds out of that shoe full of cotton. Then we could go to bed or whatever we wanted to do. But that had to come first. Glory to God, in the weeks ahead, then we'd have a big pile of cotton there with the seeds all picked out. Amen. So those, but we always said, the good book says this, and so on like that. And recognizing God. And well, see, that's not the wife of just the wife of the Lamb, but that was a recognition that there is a God and he's real. Amen. And he'll do what he says he'll do. Glory to God, he'll make every promise come to pass. Amen. His promises never fail. Jesus never failed. Amen. He'll bring us out every time, and he'll smooth all the rough spots out. Glory to God. And if so be that he lets us walk over the rocks and hurt our feet from time to time, amen, we walk across the rocks with a smile on our face. Glory to God. I think back when in the mountains here, when we went barefooted, we didn't have no shoes. Only in the worst part of the winter we'd have our shoes, and we could wear them then. Amen. But we went barefooted throughout summer and all that. Amen. No, none of the children wore shoes, and nobody till they got up maybe like getting in the teens. And then sometimes you'd see grown folks walking down the road barefooted. And my mama went barefooted all of her life. Amen. And so one day she went out in the snow. I said, now you need to put some shoes on. You don't need to walk around out there in the snow with no shoes on. She said, I can stand up better because I can hold myself with my toes. Amen. So those are the things we come. But yet, here it is, here at the end time. The brother I was telling you about the story, he said, how does it feel being raised up in the mountain, no education and all? And said, now you've been many, many places in the world, and the gospel goes everywhere, and how do you feel that God's used you to do this? Well, I said, well, I don't know how I feel. I just feel like I'm going to do the will of God. That's about the only way I can answer that. Amen. To do his will, to walk with him, and whatever will be. Amen. Whatever he's ordained. See, I'm talking about the ordained and whosoever will. Now, when you get in that whosoever will, it's if we build a big church, build a nice church, if we get some of the best musicians and all these things, then I believe we can get more people to come out. And this, that, and the other. Well, we ain't got a whole lot to do with the people to come out. If you're in whosoever will, yeah. But for the wife of the Lamb, amen, we don't have a whole lot to do with that. We just walk with him. Amen. And leave that to him, because he knows how to do everything that he's ordained to do. Glory to God. Amen. So that's where we're at today. Amen. So I wanted to go over these things a bit on whosoever will. So yes, there's a whosoever will. Amen. There'll be a many of them whosoever will saints. Glory to God. They'll be in glory, we would say. Amen. Be in that eternal program and have glorified flesh and bone. Amen. But not from being married to the Lord Jesus Christ. He only has one wife. See? Amen. And so all the details and all those things, we might not know all those. Amen. But we'll know what we need to know. And some things, if it's something you have a question on, it may just be that you don't need to answer that question. See, you may just be that you're wondering how this is going to be or how that's going to be. And if you knew how it's going to be or how it wasn't going to be, it wouldn't make that much difference. If you need to know, you'll know.
Amen.
Amen. He'll tell you. He'll make it known.
Amen.
Glory to God, and you'll be happy, you'll be contented. And then after so long, we get to the place where that we just leave it in His hand. We don't worry so much about this little thing happening or that little thing. Amen. And right now in the world, all we got to do is just sit back and watch. Watch how these things come into place. Amen. Where God said the nation would be, what would happen. Just look at it. Amen. And I brought in about Ezekiel, about Ezekiel 39, 38 and 39 along there, where that Russia will be defeated in Israel. And somebody said, no, that won't never be. Russia don't have anything to do with that Israel like that there in that area. But it'll happen just like he said. There'll be only 1/6 will return back home to tell what happened, because cubes of ice going to begin to fall. Amen. Right there in the desert area, you know. Amen. And when God get through beating them up real good, amen, they'll take off back home. But only six of them will get there, see. And, well, I'm not going to get in that, because that's a bit beyond my what I'm to do when I'm talking about the ordained. See, the people ordained is basically the wife of the Lamb. Those that are bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh. But just add this other in to show you the whole scope of what God's doing. Amen. We see that all this is going to come to pass, and you're going to see it with your eyes. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And it's taking place. Well, all you got to do is open your eyes right now, and you can see it. Amen. If you listen to any news, you can see certain things that's said and done. Well, you know that's hitting, that's prophecy right there, just like it's supposed to be.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. And we're so happy. We're rejoicing in the Lord. And we just praise God for this opportunity to serve Him, to be His wife. And it's a great privilege to be the wife of the Lamb, see. Glory to God. And all these things, and we could say many other things about it, but it's an unending story of how it comes in. But right now you're seeing those Old Testament prophets, Ezekiel and some of them prophesying. Glory to God. And watch, it's just like reading the morning newspaper. Amen. What's taking place and so on. Amen. But we praise God and we thank Him. So let's just bow our head in prayer, if you will, please. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord. We praise You for all these things. And how could it ever be? How could it ever be that You let us up here at the end time, Lord, see all these things and know all these things? And Lord, since we're part of You and part of Your Son, bone is bone, flesh is flesh, amen, You're letting us in on some of the great things that You're doing. And Lord, we just praise You for it. And we thank You. Amen. And I just pray that You'll take these words and use them for Your glory. In Jesus Christ's wonderful name, amen and amen. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. Bobby, do you have one for us this morning? Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whoever say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank You, Jesus. All right, this summer wife sing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank You, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Giving witness of the glory of my Lord, for He's glorified me. And I'm speaking a new and pure language as His queen. And for this purpose came I into the world. For this purpose came I into the world as the Queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life, set apart for the glory of my Lord. For he's glorified me, and as the queen I sing praises to my king, and together we have pleasure in this word that has never been heard. And for this purpose came I into the world. Oh, for this purpose, it was for this purpose, came I into the world, as the Queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life, set apart for the glory of my Lord, for he's glorified me. And as his queen I sing praises to my king, and together we have pleasure in this word that has never been heard. And for this purpose came I into the world. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world, as the Queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ. I'm rejoicing, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing that death has no power, for I wear the crown of life. Oh, for this purpose came I into the world. Praise God. Amen. We praise you, Lord. Wonderful message. I loved it. Amen. I loved that about the whosoever will and the wife, because I saw that in the word about whosoever will, and I always thought about that and knew that that was a different group of people. It wasn't the wife. Yeah, so, and they're in the main river, and yeah, that's where they're at. And but the wife, there's no way that can be whosoever will. Because we're ordained to be that, and nothing can change it. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, I do. Okay. Amen. Praise God. I've come a long way through time. Such a hazardous journey, trying to find a place where there was peace of mind. It was here at the end of time I arrived, and put on the fine linen, clean and white, and it was you, Lord, I was looking for all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. Now I've grown in stature and equalize with you. For I was joined to your glorified flesh and bones, and made glorified flesh and bones too. And you gave me the name Christ the Wife, and placed it next to yours, part of the Godhead forevermore. And it was you, Lord, all the time that I was looking for. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You took care of me, saw to every need. It was you, Lord. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. Now I've grown in stature and equalized with you, for I was joined to your glorified flesh and bones, and made glorified flesh and bones too. And you gave me the name Christ the Wife, and placed it next to yours, part of the Godhead forevermore. And it was you, Lord, I was looking for all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. It was you, Lord, all the time. You waited patiently, then came and married me. Now I'm your beloved queen, and I praise you, Lord, for it was you all the time. And I praise you, my Lord, for it was you all the time. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We love you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. How many of us could say that? It was you all the time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. When certain things come past just like it's supposed to, and God works things out when it look unworkable.
Amen.
It was you all the time, Lord, and we praise you.
Amen.
Amen. So we appreciate the Lord. We thank God for blessing us this morning, as he always do, and helping us, and we just thank God.
Amen,
amen for the service today,
amen,
for the singing, ministering of the word, and most of all because of our visitor, the great Spirit of God,
amen,
the Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
in glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Glory to God. So we appreciate it. Amen. All right. So we'll just say God bless you, and have a nice day. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.